just a cottage below, and a little silver, and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a mansion that silver line.
I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. In that right land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never grow.
Has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Obey Christ's command, for the master called to him, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish, a bowl of fire. Thus he satisfied the hungry every time.
Take his bride to be ever at his side. All the hosts of heaven will assembled be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally.
Take his bride to be ever at his side. All the People that came with us tonight. These are adopted grandkids. Some of them, they've always been mine. But I was sick about 2 weeks ago for a long time. Seemed like that stuff just wouldn't turn loose, but God touched me. I'm here today, and I'm looking forward to being here every Sunday, every time I can get my feet here. That's what it's going to take, people. That's what it's going to take. So God knows I want to make heaven. And I appreciate everybody here. Thank you, Brother Shiel, and all of you for praying.
I thank the Lord for everything He's done, and I'm so thankful that, you know, my children are coming in a little by little, but I'm praying that, you know, before the Lord comes, they'll come in, you know, but I just want to be saved.
I want to thank Him for moving on my arm. I've been really having a lot of trouble with it. And I just want to thank you for your prayers. And thank the Lord for moving.
Gaithers ain't got nothing on the Lighthouse Joy Choir.
Then they do a good job. You have my permission. All of you up here singing that stuff, you have my permission to flag me down if we ever forget that stuff too much around here. You hear me? I don't want to just be a museum, but I don't want to forget where we came from. And this new stuff they call gospel. This new stuff, most of it, I never been with anybody when they was dying when they wanted to sing that stuff. I'm going to be honest with you. Never did see, I ain't seen anybody that really wanted to get a healing from the Lord that was singing a whole lot of that new stuff. I believe there's certainly room for new singing, but I don't think we need to forget the anointing. And it really, I'll be honest with you, it matters to me how it sounds. Some people don't give a rip how it sounds. But let me tell you, I've been to churches small and great. We are blessed in this place with talent, and we have been all of my life. All of my life. But let me tell you, if we get more talent than we've ever had, if we get better instruments than we've ever had, and as far as I know, we've got the best instruments we've ever owned. The sound's not perfect. We're working on it. We're going to make it even better than it is right now. But if we get the best sound system ever made, if it sounds as good as it could ever sound and there's no anointing, it's a complete waste. I said it's a total and a complete waste. It's all about sound. We can find somewhere it sounds better than this. But thank God for the anointing. Nothing will replace that. Nothing. Everybody say nothing. Nothing will replace the anointing. Lighthouse Choir, come on this way tonight.